Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Attention, terrorists. Hold on. Here's Tara's Daily Rant.
Texture rates, heat Tara filled up Wednesday for $2.99. Today at the same gas station, $3.19. $3.19 pretty good. I actually did $3.30 the other day.
Yeah, it's going back up.
Yeah, it is. And it's going to go back up.
Yeah.
You know, one of the most stunning things about this, if you want to get deep about it, because, you know, look, we're looking at Fox News right now. U.S. emergency oil supply shrinks to 40-year low. Okay, so we're tapping this to hide from the American people. Let's be honest, hide from the American people the true cost of gasoline by flooding the market with it just long enough to get us through the midterms.
Right.
Okay. The biggest news today is this, and I'm glad, I was really glad to see Fox News and Breitbart begin to pick up the spin I've been on for the last 48 hours. It's not spin, it's the truth. This whole OPEC has betrayed us. I mean, that's not right. Nope. They didn't betray us. No. Why are we so upset? And this is why I call this an American economic freak show that the world is watching.
Yep.
We're screaming. If you watch American media, we're screaming, OPEC, OPEC, betrayal, OPEC's Putin, OPEC's Russia. And by the way, they use the same talking points that I said they would.
Yep.
They almost to a T, I could have written them. OPEC's with Russia, and Russia's trying to help the Republicans win the midterm. No. Joe could stop this anytime he wants. Why are we this upset, screaming Russian collusion about OPEC, when they cut 2 million barrels? But when Joe cuts 2 million barrels, we don't say a thing.
Yeah.
And all the world's looking at us like, these people are crazy. Like, I mean, in places like that, we really need to have partnerships with, like India, are looking at us, you go, this is not rational. We cannot partner with the United States of America. We cannot make economic deals with the United States of America. That because we're crazy. Well, let me tell you why.
Go ahead.
New study from the Committee to Unleash Prosperity came out today. This is exactly what I've been saying because I've been doing the rough math, right? Using the federal government's own EIA numbers. It's EIA.gov, right? Okay, but they've done the study for me, so good for them. Committee to Unleash Prosperity. The U.S. would be producing between 2 to 3 million more barrels of oil today if it merely went back to the Trump policies. That's all Biden has to do.
Well, here's one other point.
Just to drive this home, how much is OPEC cutting and we're screaming? 2 million?
Yeah.
Betrayal! Well, no, the betrayal's by Joe Biden. We could add 3 million barrels back, and we could do it, as you heard the refiner, John Katsimides, the billionaire United Refinery owner, saying this week, we can do it in 90 days. We can go back to $2 to $2.50 a gallon gas. We could choose it. This has nothing to do with OPEC. Screw them. I don't care what they do. We shouldn't either. Go ahead.
No, I'm just going to say there's another point to this. At the very time this is going on, tapping the strategic oil reserves, which are supposed to be for national emergencies
to begin with,
not to manipulate prices.
The nuclear war that we're trying to start with Ukraine?
Exactly what I was going to say.
Yeah, go ahead.
Is that you've got the Biden administration warning we're closer to nuclear Armageddon than we've ever been since the Kennedy administration. Well, if that's true, then you should be shoring up the strategic oil reserves, not depleting them. Because if we are truly that close to nuclear war, that is a national emergency. And that's what that strategic petroleum reserve is for, national emergencies, not for political gain to manipulate prices before an election.
But that's what they're doing. And this is why I'm warning Americans, You haven't seen anything yet because they have not taken the Strategic Petroleum Reserve off yet. They're going to take that off after the election, and you're going to live through the OPEC hikes, and you're going to live through the cut that Biden did, which is worse than the OPEC cut, 2 to 3 million barrels of oil a day. You're going to live through that. That's all going to hit you. It's going to hit you hard. Food prices, the price of diesel is going to go through the roof. That's how we move food. All of it, it is going to absolutely skyrocket. We have not seen anything yet. And I want to play this for you because this is Fox News. You could hear the anchor react to this. I use it as a segment opening. To the idea that this is all planned. They know this, and they're doing it anyway. Take a listen.
Because their eyes are on the November elections. They're trying to get gas prices down, and that's what this is all about. They're out pleading with Iran, with Venezuela. They'd rather deal with international killers than work with American drillers right here at home. The answer is so obvious. It's right here.
Now the administration possibly turning to Venezuela, a government we do not recognize, dangling easing sanctions in exchange to allow Chevron to pump more oil there. White House economic advisors knew their transition would be tough and economic pain for Americans. Listen to this.
We are in a transition, Stuart. We are trying to transition to a more clean energy environment. That is good for the economy. That's good for certainly for the environment. And that's where the president wants to take us. But in these transitions are tough and they take time.
So the administration knew this economic pain that Americans are feeling would happen. Back to you.
Never let a crisis go to waste, including one that they created.
No. And so, okay, who is that talking this? I want to really drive this home, this level of pain home. Who is talking? That's John Kirby.
Yeah.
He is a spokesperson for Joe Biden's National Security Council.
He used to be a Defense Department spokesman.
Yeah, he did. But that didn't go so well for him. The poor darling had to do the Afghanistan war and as a result looked like an idiot. So he got another job where he would look less dumb.
Anybody that has to be a spokesperson for this administration looks like an idiot. Despite whatever their intelligence or abilities are, they're going to look like idiots because that's what we've got. We have idiotic policies running this country.
Absolutely. Okay, so I want you to hear this again. This is him saying, we planned this.
We are in a transition, Stuart. We are trying to transition to a more clean energy environment. That is good for the economy. That's good for certainly for the environment. And that's where the president wants to take us. But in these transitions are tough and they take time.
Okay, so they're telling you, we are causing you this pain. It's us. It's not Putin. And it's freaky how they'll lie to you about Putin, but then they'll tell you the truth, too. Why is that? Well, because they're talking to two audiences. The general American public, they say, oh, it's Putin. And then their followers, they're like, no, this is the transition. We're doing this. They're all telling you this. Listen to this. This is Janet Yellen saying, well, it looks like a recession to you. You might be losing your job and trying to pay for food. But it's not a recession. It's a transition. This is his Treasury Secretary saying the same thing.
This is not an economy that's in recession. But we're in a period of transition in which growth is slowing. And that's necessary.
Appropriate.
And so there is a slowdown, and businesses can see that, and that's appropriate.
It's necessary and appropriate to slow down. What does that mean? Well, you just heard that there in the last hour, Lee. Record wage decline. That's necessary and appropriate. And then Biden telling us he knows it's going to be bad. He knows it's going to hurt. Listen.
Now, does that mean we don't have problems? We do. And when it comes to the gas prices, we're going through an incredible transition that is taking place that, God willing, when it's over, will be stronger and the world will be stronger and less reliant on fossil fuels when this is over. This is going to be a haul. This is going to take some time.
There's a recession in the United States.
Right, so blah, blah, blah. He's telling you it's going to hurt, God willing. I mean, we're not talking about a small level of hurt either, Lee.
No, not at all.
We're talking about a major amount of pain. It's planned. So we need to make them own that. It's not Putin. It's not confusing. And all these liberals on my channel, my Facebook page, saying, oh, well, you know, it's this. Because no, it's this. No, it's not. I mean, they're telling you. They are telling you. They listen to that. You know what's weird about this to me? I told you this was coming because Joe told us this was coming, right? Mm-hmm. Remember this?
Oh, yeah.
So in a weird way, you can't blame Joe Biden. If you think about it, he did not lie to us about this. He's lied to us about literally everything, including his, as people are saying, a lot, Puerto Rican background. But, hey, He's also known in some quarters as Daddy Showers, for good reason. But anyway, of all the things he lied to us about, he did not lie to us about this. He did not. He told us what he was going to do. I played you the audio. No fracking. No, we're going to work it out. We're going to work it out. I played it over and over and over again. And remember what the media did? They fact-checked that and lied to you. No, he's not. And he was telling you, I am. And he told us over and over again, I played the audio. Now he's doing it. So, you know, in a weird way, he told us what he was going to do.
Yeah.
Half the country voted for him anyway. But is that fair? I mean, because think about it. He told us what he was going to do. He wouldn't shut up about it. But then the media censored it. And so in a weird way, they censored Joe. And went, no, well, you're fact-checking that. That would never, look, it's happening right now. So they fact-checked the truth. Americans voted for him. And now they're reeling with, what is this? What is going on? So, I mean, it's just dysfunction in this country. It's just dysfunction. Texter writes, transition, code word for you're getting screwed.
Yeah, there is that.
Texter writes, the globalists have to reduce the population because they are intentionally reversing available resources. Okay, World Economic Forum said the goal should be, and they've achieved this. This is the weird thing, to keep the carbon footprint the same as it was during COVID, right? And remember that article not too long ago? I have it right here. Yeah, here it is. Bloomberg. Gasoline demand in U.S. falls below 2020 lockdown summer. Why? Because people are broke. They did what the World Economic Forum demanded. Kneecap the economy. Reduce the economy. Reduce the growth. Reduce.
Terraists want it. Hear the Terra Show weekday mornings on 106.3 WORD and the Odyssey app.